Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. Rick, we're talking about lighting, and people feel dizzy. They feel faint. They have medical problems, seizures from lighting. It's been indicated that these are the sources of some of these problems. And so in terms of lighting, you can have lighting that's warmer in color, more toward the reds. You can have lighting that's cooler, more toward the blues. What are your thoughts about incandescent, LED, and fluorescent lighting? Which do you think is the best overall value for us?
I think I like incandescent for general all-purpose outdoor nightlight, da-da-da-da-da-da. LED is actually a real good nightlight, but it won't bring in the moths. And a yellow light bulb will absolutely stop that nonsense. So, you know, there's disadvantages to each system. Ultimately, they all are toxic at some level. Ultimately, they are all unnatural at some level. And whenever you go against Mother Nature, there it is, and unnatural. And what is a rise? They called those back in other centuries the Patrick Tides. Different than lunacy and the lunar phases of the moon. And these concepts of light and how plants will germinate differently in moonlight and grow a different kind of crop has obviously been part of what we are becoming. And to change that for convenience, like I no longer want to use my mind, I'll use my, what I'm seeing is people becoming more mindless with advanced technology. That means they know less how to do something should something break, for example.
Yeah.
And convenience.
Yeah, we hardly know how to do anything.
What's that, sir? Okay.
We hardly know how to do anything. As a matter of fact, Home Depot, the big box, you know, we'll call it home accessory company or home improvement company, that they are literally teaching people how to use a tape measure. You know, one of those Stanley type things that you'd have.
I cannot believe it.
Yeah, see, this line.
You know, just being able to look
this
at
line
it
says. Right. This line right here on the tape measure says 12. That means 12 inches. That's the same as a foot. And the line that's right after that, that's 13. That's an inch longer. And then in between 12 and 13, that would be a half an inch. And then the line between the half an inch and the 12, that would be a quarter of an inch.
So
that's how you need a tape measure. But we have to teach.
Bigger. The kid can't figure that out, which is harder.
Right. Well, okay, I have a friend who was in Amelia, Virginia, and it was right down the street from the high school. And he was a client of ours. We built a network for his machine fabrication company. So I built this network, and And I was in his office one day, and we were just kind of chatting, chewing the fat. And he pulled out this 6-inch long stainless steel ruler. He kept it in his pocket because he ran a machine shop. And it had measurements in the 32nd of an inch range. So there's lines for every 32nd of an inch. And he told me that he would pull out, a young boy would come in from the high school walking down the street and say, hey, I need a job. And he'd say, okay, show me 3 5/16 inches on this ruler. It was a showstopper right there. The interview was over. This is a high school student. How is that possible? How is that possible? But that's where we are. Now, if you want to do something really complicated, like changing your oil, now that's that's really difficult, right? So, you mentioned Flickr a number of times. So did I. And we talked about bees and what and plants. Do you think plants have a reaction to Flickr? Are they sensitive as we are, as bees are?
Well, they're more sensitive in some areas having to deal with cell migration and cell salts moving through the lattice in a tree, capillary action, etc. There's all kinds of physics going on with different levels of organism response in the soil. It's like your gut. You have everything from microbes right on up into thrip and nematode, different hierarchies. And each one is considered, like a nematode is considered bad, but in aquaculture, it's necessary to have nematode because it moves cell salts from the bath of nutrient that the plant's growing in into the cell wall. And so and that, by the way, is most likely affected by Flickr. Rate of the light and the way the plant itself is dialoguing with the community it finds itself in. The correct way to look at that. And so, yeah, Flickr rate is absolutely incredibly important, but we haven't chosen to study that yet, per se. There's people like me that can speculate on Flickr rate and ratios of why by gating the frequency bands at this Flickr, this will happen over that in terms of getting better marijuana, and you probably have done those studies, all of you. I know I did. And, keeping a log on why I want to do it this way over that way. And what evolves is protocols. And they all differ for everything.
Okay, so if we look around us, if we're outside, no one I know has said, gee, the sun really has a terrible flicker rate. No one has said that. No one I know has ever talked about the sun's light being flickering. Now, we see things like the clouds interrupting the flow of light, if you will, but the sun's light does not seem to flicker as far as I can tell. And is that because of this immense mass of of gases that are on fire? So it's like
Yes and no. The sun flickers. And we have boils coming off it in frequency bands called sunspots. It has solar minimums. It has going through space. It might be dragging some dark matter. It has measurable flicker rate changes, yes. And the atmosphere with its constant changing, the weather patterns, and so the denser here and now it's not as dense, flicker rate in terms of experiencing it from the absorption bands. There's a lot of physics going on here, way more than anybody at GE or Montana are going to discuss. And because they've chosen to study that, it's not important. But subtlety is becoming way more important. And what I'm finding is I don't like to write by candlelight. That's crazy. My eyes go. But that's one of the reasons I use a light. But candidly, I'm healthier without them.
So do you like the warm white or the cool light for most purposes in your life?
Well, in terms of convenience, wear, in terms of replacement, yes, of course, get a grip. I mean, you tell me. Yes, of course. But unfortunately, everybody stopped using those at one moment. I can't believe it. Why? We can make more money. Mm-hmm. Just like they did with Mopar. The whole thing is driven on Black Friday as a metaphor. It's
so
crazy.
You've been in our kitchen many times, and the kitchen cabinets are kind of a clear coat on top of white oak. Okay, and these are tall cabinets, and I experimented with lighting. I thought, well, I wonder. Let's try warm white, and I'm talking about LED lighting. Let's try. We have can lights in the kitchen, a significant amount of can lights facing down right over the counters, and I tried warm white, and I liked it. And then I put in, next to the warm light, I put in some of these. When I say warm white, I'm talking about 3,000 degree Kelvin. Then I put in some 5,000 degree Kelvin. And it made the kitchen cabinets look terrible. If we were going to sell the house to somebody who just walked in, and I put in the 5,000 degree Kelvin LED lights, they'd say, this is terrible. I can't. These cabinets look like they're junk. But you take those 5,000 degree bluish white lights out, and you put in warm white, the cabinets look great. Now, they're the same darn cabinets, but it really affects the color of the walls. It affects, I think it affects the mood. As a matter of fact, when I bought glasses at the Chinese factory outlet, they tinted them the wrong color. I wanted light rose color, not pink, but, you know, just light rose color. And for reading on these computer screens that I have in front of me, and they made them gray, brownish gray, and they were horrible. And they wanted to know what I thought, and I said, I don't want these. They make everything look gloomy. So I believe, and Eric, correct me if I'm wrong, but at least for me, the color of the light has a dramatic impact on how I feel. Is that everybody? Or
that's
just
absolutely, that is the science of color that has emerged as an alternative system of healing. That's why hospitals paint their recovery rooms this color and the surgery rooms that color. Now they're removing carpets because of this kind of bacteria and that kind of mold. And they all are driven on color, and color is a reflection of bandwidth of light. And so it all comes back to that point you're making. Everything has a response to various bandwidths. And what we're doing is trying to map where the one begins and the other stops in terms of feeling good or health and healing and or sleepy time or whatever.
When we come back, Rick, when we come back, can we talk about duct work? A lot of heating systems in America use duct work, forced hot air, heating, and cooling. Can we talk about what kind of light to put in there if we want to kill mold and bacteria? Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, if you look outside at the roofs of many of the houses in the United States, you'll see that they've got mold on them, black mold on the roof, mostly of those roofs that point to the north, where they don't get blasted by the sun's light, you know, during the day. So the question is, what about these air conditioning ductworks and these heating ductworks? They used to be heating ductworks in the 1950s, 1960s were made out of galvanized sheet metal, and they were uninsulated. And so they had a smooth type surface on the inside where the air blows through them. But now the ducts are insulated on the inside. So there'll be some kind of a, almost like horsehair carpet padding. But it's not horsehair. It would be a polyester type woven or mat to absorb sound. And they put those on the inside of the ductwork. So if you have moisture in there, it's like a petri dish for growing mold. So, Rick, for those of us who have that kind of ductwork in our house, or we have mold in our basement, is there a light that you recommend that we deploy in our ductwork or in areas where there is mold to kill it? Can we kill it with light?
Yeah, long ultraviolet will do it. So the longer UVs will murder everything. LEDs could be used simply, cheap, inexpensive. I use apple cider vinegar on myself, but, you know, because you've got a lot of molds everywhere on your body. I mean, it's creepy when you take different lights and look at your body under different bandwidths. That would freak you out.
Well, no, I have.
Yeah, cabinets look weird.
No, I have, Rick. I've you know, in our automotive shop, which is part of our farmhouse, we use ultraviolet light, at least little pen lights, to look for leaks in air conditioning systems. So most refrigerant has a dye.
And you know, when you talk about light, you say there's no difference between light and sound, except in frequency bandwidths of frequency. And so really what you're talking about is ELF, or electromagnetic spectrum, not just light, per se. Light, by most people's definition, is a rainbow. You know, visible light. But some people see and hear different bandwidths than others, or not. That's why I have hearing aids and, you know, things like that. So it's a study that is important because it has to do with where you belong and how you place food chain and environment, where you belong in it. And guess what? It's not at the top.
Okay, so that brings another question, and I've heard two responses. Actually, I've heard three responses to this question. Is light, visible light, is it photons? Is it, you know, is it particles? Is it wavelengths or both?
Yes, it's all of it, because the concept, like space and time, are constructs. As they are not real. That's a hard one to understand unless you realize that it is experienced differently in different altered states and ages. Are we there yet? And the older man, I happened to the time I lost myself in da-da-da-da. You say time is a duration of consciousness and space. Is it curved or is it straight? So, like, the shortest distance between two points. Is it a straight line or a space curve? And the correct answer is yes, because it's both predicated on how you chose to make an assumed truth. Assumed truth is the first thing you do in physics before you start with definitions. You start with assumed truth, one of which is that space and time are real. They're not. And that's why we're not sure whether we have a particle or a wave. The Michelson-Morley experiment. There it goes. And is it quantized or is it, you know, analog? Yes.
Okay. We come back. Let's talk about Sidney Gottlieb, the most prolific.
<That is rich.
laughs> Yeah, the most prolific torturer of his generation.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an update that USA Radio News has been working on from last night through this morning, a U.S. sailor fatally shot two civilian Defense Department employees and wounded a third at Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard in Hawaii before killing himself. Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick said the civilian shipyard worker who was wounded is in stable condition. The gunman has been tentatively identified as being assigned to the USS Columbia submarine, which was in dry dock at the base for
for maintenance. Military personnel were worried about their comrades on the base.
You know, it is 100% real, you know. If it wasn't, then all this wouldn't be happening. Our first response is to come here, you know. We have dozens of friends that live on base, live, you know, still on board and things like that.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley said that the president had been briefed on the shooting and was monitoring the situation the entire time. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Rick Miller's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Website, RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. He's known as the poisoner in chief. Sidney Gottlieb and the CIA were searching for tools, chemical tools for mind control. It was a book written by Stephen Kinzer, K-I-N-Z-E-R. It's called Poisoner in Chief. So in 1951, Sidney Gottlieb started working at the CIA. He was given control of the chemical division of the technical services staff. And that's the department that built the tools of espionage. He was tasked with coming up with drugs and methods to control the human mind. And he worked extensively with LSD. And so when we talk about Nazis like Josef Mengele and how evil he was. Well, we had our own. His name was Sidney Gottlieb, the most prolific torturer of his generation. And he used drugs, potent drugs, extreme temperatures, food and sleep deprivation, and electric shock for his mind control experiments on human expendables. Expendables in quotes. So, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, LSD, mind control, electroshock control, sleep deprivation, chemical poisoning, see how it works, mind altering. What are your thoughts about all this?
I think sleep deprivation is possibly the strongest psychedelic reaction that there is. Psychedelic meaning altered state of consciousness. Sleep deprivation, in my opinion, creates more vivid experiences, including paranoia and the rest of it, than any drug I know of. And I've explored them all in and out of laboratories. We did formal studies on ketamine, telepathine, and BZ gas. And Jacob's ladder gas is a real creepy one. If you've seen Jacob's Ladder, the movie, that is exactly the experience someone might have on BZ gas. 10 years of experience and memory, and it's only just a moment where you're dying on an operating table in Vietnam. Now, altered states of consciousness, like wounds, are actually true blessings from God. They are not bad. We have categorically classified them as unwanted, and yet consciousness is one of the more weirder sleep states that we are experiencing. And when I say that, I mean there are, when you wake up, the moment of waking up, the experiences you're having have more content to literal reality than where you are right now. And where you are right now has just changed. And you're constantly going in and out of daydreams, thinking thoughts, responding or to my what I'm saying, and it takes you into a place where you go into introspection. There are a multitude of altered states of consciousness that are deemed, I'm fine. Now, the reason that we have these fears is because the laws of physics change, and we haven't mapped those out yet. And when you deal with methamphetamine, for example, and the strength of like an ant that can pick up its 10 times its weight, how is that possible? That can construct laws of physics and leverage and, arc. It's what is now disturbing is that even now, medicine is acknowledging that placebo, mind's eye, what you think is happening, accounts for maybe 10% of your healing. However, in an altered state using psychedelic mushrooms, a placebo can go to 60%. How does that work? What's going on? Well, nobody knows. I don't. I have postulated, but that doesn't mean I'm right. And good luck with that, because even if I have a worldview model, which apparently I am writing right now for a bunch of universities that are working with me, it doesn't mean it's going to be around in 50 years because the laws of physics change, just like altered states. And when you go into an altered state, you are literally changing the laws of physics because there is, in my system, no TOE, or theory of everything. What it comes down to is your mind's eye. And that's what made us God's favorite, because you now can become what you envision as God. And oh, guess what? That's only halfway to God.
Okay, so if an ant can lift
without
and carry...
the physics of being able to do that, you know, just because it has an exoskeleton structure does not mean it has that strength. How does it do that?
Huh? Well, here's the question. So if an ant can carry 10 to 50 X, okay, his own weight, okay, but they don't live very long. They live a couple weeks to maybe a few months. Now, hold that thought, and then let's go to drag racing, okay? You can take that.
Drag racing, there you are. You're good.
Yeah, I'm not talking about New Orleans. I'm talking about on the track. Okay, so if you take a car engine and you modify and you say, you know what, we're using atmospheric pressure and we're using fuel injection, you know, modern engines, and we get X amount of horsepower. But if we take a supercharger and we blow more air in there, we'll get way more horsepower. But the engines don't last as long. Okay, so you might, out of a top fuel dragster, you might get one race, one, and then the engine's shot. If you, because you're getting so much heat, so much horsepower, you're stressing the system, the physical engine, so much that it burns out really, like, in six seconds, as compared to getting a few hundred thousand miles out of a conventional gasoline engine that's running on the road. All right, so the analogy is the automobile and the shortened life expectancy versus the ant and the chemical supercharging of that ant to lift 10 to 50X. Is that the same thing in people, that if people use drugs, they wear out faster? I don't know. Hey, did we lose Rick? Yeah, did we? Looks to me like I'm still connected. Am I still connected? According to my meters, I'm connected. But according to... I don't see Rick. Don't see him at all. So, Jason, are you there? So, I don't know. But maybe we can call Rick and see if we can get him back. But I can tell you this. I'm looking at the mail here, and I finally received my permit to operate my vehicle on the street. And so I got my driver's license. And the gal from the U.S. Postal Service delivered it yesterday, and I said, let's see what this looks like. And she said that my driver... Hey, Rick, you're there.
Yes, I am, and I apologize. I have no idea what just happened. Isn't that coincidentally interesting?
I was actually, before we started on this topic, I was going to mention, I wonder how long it's going to take before we get disconnected when we talk about Sidney Gottlieb, the most prolific torturer of...
Coincidences, I don't know if I'm going to make anything on that. I'll just simply say, go straight to heaven, then ding, 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 ding. This is weird. This is happening to me all around, and guess what? What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. Hoorah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. So back to Sidney Gottlieb. I'll tell you the story class about my driver's permit, some other time. But so Sidney Gottlieb started in 1951 working with the CIA, and they put him in charge of this chemical division where he experimented on people. Now, who did he experiment on? Well, those are people who he would spike colleagues' coffee and drinks with tasteless and odorless drugs. He'd watch them get high, and he'd dance the jig, and he'd be all excited because this was so much fun for him. But he would literally chemically torture people to see how it would work. And these are people who were experiments, prisoners, addicts, mentally and terminally ill patients, and unwitting people, and even children. That's what this guy did with chemicals. And he thought he was a patriot. He thought that he was in service of his country, torturing people to see how far he could push them, how far he could twist them, how he could extract information from people without them wanting to release information by chemically altering their minds. So the one question that I was asking about the ants and the supercharging of engines, if you push an ant so that he carries so much weight, 10 to 50x his own weight, they wear out really fast. They only last a few weeks, maybe a couple months. The engines of the drag strip, that would be the these really powerful engines, they would last 6 seconds before they would be worn out. Would we wear ourselves out if we took chemicals like Sidney Gottlieb was using, Rick? Would we die faster?
So these drugs that you're talking about are actually toxins. They're not what makes you high. Mostly it is not what LSD that makes you high. It's your brain's response to the LSD. It freaks the brain out because the chemistry coming in is very similar, but not the same as your neurotransmitter. And so the brain immediately tries to protect itself by overflooding itself with its own chemistry, and you have an aha moment from your own brain, not from the toxin that you just took. That's how it truly works. Immunoceutical. Now, it's your immune system. Now, with that said, that means that you can generate these chemistries without taking drugs. How can you do that? Your mind's eye, when you close your eyes and focus on certain sacred geometries, you actually can release specific neurotransmitters. And oh, guess what? I wrote a book. I actually wrote three books on that, unpublished, on the next stage in the evolution of man following the non-local mind. And that has to do with video feedback, where you use sound and light as another way to communicate to the brain than just sound or light.
Hold that
thought.
Hold that thought. We'll be right.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So here's the salient point, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So if you live in the city and you, there's a common thread through all of these products. So bread, rolls, breakfast, lunch, and dinner in restaurants, soup from cans, cola, beer, you name it. If you're going to eat it and it is manufactured or prepared for you in the city, it is going to be made with municipal water. Can LSD be put in the municipal water supply and help everybody? Is that possible, Rick?
I believe they've already done it. In some actual studies, they actually did that. And that, to me, is the ultimate crime of drugging somebody without their permission.
When I was at the university, you know, there would be parties and, you know, they would have punch and brownies and so forth. And I would never drink punch, never, because that was in the 70s and punch bowls were being spiked. So I would only drink and the drinking age where I was happened to be 18. So it was really easy to be a college student and be legally permitted to have alcoholic beverages. So I would only have something that was from a sealed container, you know, from the factory, like a beer. Okay? And really, because I was very concerned about that, because at that time, there were lots of people drugged from punch bowls. Literally. Do you remember those days?
Yeah, I was there, man. I did for my first hit of LSD in 1964.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it a long, long time. And no, I have no idea what I'm talking about, truly. And
what?
There's people that are concerned, and it's okay, because you better buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
So, Rick, are there permanent effects that are negative to consuming LSD?
Negative and positive is a Christian thing, and dealing with absolutes, love this and hate that, rather than work from.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, you're driving along, you know, you're behind the wheel of a vehicle, and all of a sudden you see something that's not there. Has that ever happened? Can that happen?
Oh, you do that all the time. That's because you do, with no light, for example, start to see what they call ectoplasm. Your mind, in a sensory deprivation chamber, if there isn't anything to feel or sense, will create something, which is real.
Well, and that's what I meant by a negative effect. Okay, so or let's say
it's not negative or positive. It's malcoma in the middle, and man is just a very tiny ant in the wheel of evolution. There are mammals on this planet, in my humble opinion, that are way more evolved than man is. This is not about man. It's about man's place in the scheme of things.
I gotta tell you, I think my dog is actually our dogs. We got three of them, all three of them are a lot nicer than some people I know.
Well, then there it is. Read it and weep.
Okay, so is it possible for we'll just use me for example. Let's say I was, and I wasn't, but let's say I was exposed to LSD in the 70s, and let's say it was a significant dosage. Is it possible that I could be behind the microphone, like today or any other broadcaster, and then see something that's not there, and then totally do something that I would not normally do on the air? Is that possible?
You just did.
All right, so why was the CIA so concerned about LSD?
Like 10 years after, it's like a man who stare at goats. 10 years after the military, after Navy actually did studies, then the Army wants to try to weaponize it. And what do you think the CIA want to do with it? Yeah, there it is. So with that said, buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Okay, so literally, we could have somebody at the soup factory, and I'm not going to name any of these soup factories, but there's plenty of them, and they make soup. So somebody could literally go in there and just say, I've got a little extra LSD. I can just flip. Nobody will see it because it's such, you know, a few drops, and I put it in that kettle, and it'll be in lot 126973. And is that possible?
It's not only possible, what do you think raves are all about?
I was having a good day until 9 o'clock this morning.
Thanks, Ben.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I love you, and I want to thank you for being with us. And I was thinking about doing some tractor therapy, getting our driveway and bringing it back home yesterday for several hours. And I was thinking about how fortunate I am to have friends such as Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Nora Shealy, Rich Sheehan, Gwyneth Isaacs, Kyle, George, Joey. The list goes on and on and on. Thank you all so much. And Rick, thanks for being with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.